Yeah, I'm starting to slip in some Christmas music just to get into the spirit of things. Santa's coming on a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Yeah, it's December, what is this, 12th? Oh, man, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping, you better get at it. We have not left the impeachment thing, although I think we're getting close. They're voting on articles of impeachment. Well, they're debating the articles of impeachment, which are two. My story on the List and Links is out of the New York Times, but it's everywhere. Also in the Washington Post, Democrats face defections from moderates. And the money quote in this is, some moderates, some Democrats, have been surprised that support hasn't increased despite negative testimony from Trump about a series of blockbuster hearings last month. Blockbuster? Man, that is... If you were ever wondering if these people have some bias, that word alone tells you.
We have learned that as soon as next Tuesday, the full House will vote to impeach the president. They're fully expected to have the votes, though we're getting new reporting this morning that a handful, maybe a growing handful, of Democrats could be getting cold feet.
Yeah. Okay, so in the Washington Post, Senate Republicans want a short trial no matter what Trump wants. Trump and the White House want to put on a massive... defense of Trump. And the Senate Republicans are saying, the problem with that is you start bringing in witnesses here, like you call Adam Schiff or you call Nancy Pelosi or you call the whistleblower, or Trump himself comes to testify, which I think would just be not only stupid, but disastrous. If you do that, then the Democrats are going to start calling people and, do you really want Mick Mulvaney and John Bolton in there testifying? Even though we know what the vote's going to be, Mitch McConnell and the Senate Republicans are going, look, let's just not have any witnesses. Let's get this over with fast. We know what the outcome is. It's set in stone right now. Let's just be done with it. Now, in the Hill, there's a story that Democrats want Nancy to hold up the articles, so they can leverage Mitch, because the Democrats don't want a quick trial. They would like to have, go ahead, you Republicans bring in your witnesses, but we want our witnesses too, so we can embarrass the shit out of Trump. So the money quote is, if Pelosi holds on to the articles of impeachment, some Democrats hope it will put more pressure on McConnell to negotiate the trial rules with Schumer. If the articles of impeachment just come over, she has the full House vote, she's got the articles of impeachment, and she sends them over to the Senate. McConnell sets the rules with his 51 Republicans. And he can set the rules with, no witnesses, state your case, we're going to have a vote. And the Democrats don't want that. Now, I've only seen this story in the Hill. They may be on to something here, or it may be smoke. I don't know. New York Times, New York Times is such a rag. I mean, it's gotten to be this sort of juvenile campus newspaper. With, incredible resources that no campus newspaper has. So they do this thing, the breathless photo essay of Democrats prepping the articles of impeachment in their meeting rooms, with coffee cups and people without their shirts tucked in and, getting all sweaty back there arguing this thing and that thing. They've got all these pictures. Very little text, just got all these pictures. And the headline is, Democrats granted the New York Times rare access for photos of preparations. Granted my ass. They begged them to come in. Charles Blow in the New York Times, the House impeachment vote is the win. The rest doesn't really matter. That's a win. Just take it as a win. Walk away. You know, lowering the bar. New York Times, Gail Collins, who's just been a total ass about Trump for so long. Bitter anti-Trumpers hope he has a bad Christmas, Gail Collins. Let him have a miserable little Christmas, she writes. This is a shocker in the Washington Post. Eric Holder writing that Bill Barr is unfit to be Attorney General. Imagine that. Eric Holder. Bill Barr is unfit to be Attorney General. Well, I'm sure the feeling is mutual, Eric. The IG, this is great. You know, after a couple of days of taking victory lap, no bias, no bias, no bias. Even the New York Times is starting to go, ooh, gee, that FBI was really fucking things up. And the money quote about bias is Horowitz saying in a report and in testimony, you know, so how do you explain all these errors? You know, 17 major errors. We did not receive satisfactory explanations for the errors or problems we identified. In other words, yeah, we didn't really find bias, but on the other hand, we can't really explain it because these are really bad fuck-ups. And even the New York Times made, wow, boy, sheesh, look at this. Wow, the FBI really screwed this up. Hmm. They screwed that Carter Page FISA warrant thing. Ooh. Washington Post, Horowitz, no, Comey, you are not vindicated. Trump News, I don't know what he did yesterday, honestly. I didn't see much in the papers. For all I know, he was just sitting inside eating cheeseburgers or something. I don't follow his Twitter account, actually. I only go look at it on days he makes news with it, but San Francisco Chronicle, just interesting story, and it's something they generated on their own. They're usually running all kinds of crap from the Washington Post. But they recruited three psychology professors, and they were, you know, please explain to us the mysteries of Trump supporters. There has to be a reason that these people ignore all the evidence against him. So they go through all their psychological explanations, you know. It's like, geez, something wrong with these people. But you know, let's turn to psychologists for an explanation. Politics, no Joe Biden news today, which really disappoints me. I feel like a day without Joe Biden news, I'm just getting cheated. Washington Post, well, you know, we got this debate coming up on the 19th of December, and so far it's pretty white. Not even Cory Booker has made it. It's not completely white because Andrew Yang has made it. So it's white plus Yang. I already got a complaint on Facebook. You know, the Washington Post has a paywall up. What can I tell you? You know. Social justice warriors, Harvey Weinstein comes to court looking like shit. I mean, really, really looking bad. And using a walker, he and his company have agreed to pay these women who lodged charges against him $25 million. Now, there's this video of him walking. There's obvious, I think it's cell phone video. Anyway, walking in on a walker, and he's, you know, just barely moving along, and he gets to the, they're at a courthouse, so they got to go through a security check, gets the security thing. You can hear overhear somebody on the tape saying, we're going for the Sympathy Act, huh? Terrible murder in New York City. 18-year-old college student at Barnard was in a park in Morningside Heights, and she was stabbed to death, multiple stabbing. I will note this because her picture was in the paper. She's a young white girl. Teens questioned in the murder. teens questioned in the murder. That is code. And I don't need to explain it to you, do I? In the Hill, Oakland, California, once put homeless on a cruise ship. Well, anyway, somebody in the city council does. I don't know what they're going to do, buy the ship and rent it. I mean, you know, talk about cruise ship problems when they get the homeless out of there. What are they going to do? They're going to steam clean that thing. Brits, today they're voting on Boris or the anti-Semite Jeremy Corbyn. It's in the New York Times. Oh, okay. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. All right. So yesterday when I was talking about the Jersey City gunfight, I said Mayor Steve Phillips said it was definitely an anti-Semitic attack. And I thought at the time, how does he know that? Because the shooters are dead. Well, I know how he knows it, and that is that there's videotape. They pull their truck up to that store and jump out, and, you know, people on the sidewalk, there's plenty of people to shoot on the sidewalk. Oh, they just ignore them. They just go right for that store and start shooting up that store and kill three people in there. Kill everybody in there, actually. And by the way, they're both people are black, the man and the woman. They're supposedly black Israelites, which is, you know, they're not associated with what we know as Judaism. And Joy Behar on The View, I mean, somebody really needs to get her off the air to say stupid things like that. She's interviewing Chris Christie, and they're talking about this thing in Jersey City, and she said...
Yes. You will concede that the nationals, these white nationalists, have been let out of their holes.
White nationalists? They were, both shooters were black. Not a white nationalist in sight.
Yes. You will concede that the nationals, these white nationalists, have been let out of their holes.
It's she's so fucking stupid. New York Times, they're talking about the Nobel Peace Prize. They're all upset because I can't pronounce her name. Su Yang Yang was a anti-government, you know, human rights protester in Myanmar, the former Burma, and she got a Nobel Prize. Then she became president, and then her government ethnically cleansed the Rohingyas. And now she's, you know, defending her government in the world court against charges of chasing the Rohingyas out and killing them and so forth. And the Nobel Prize Committee is going, geez, we gave her a prize. And now it's kind of embarrassing. But we gave one to Henry Kissinger. We gave one to Barack Obama for nothing. We gave one to, didn't they give one to Yasser Arafat? The Nobel Peace Prize is for warmongers. That story in the New York Times. San Francisco Chronicle, how hiking in the volcano got very, very bad. What happened in this volcano in New Zealand? Apparently, New Zealanders do this stuff all the time. They go walking around these volcanoes and bring tourists with them and so forth. It was silent. It was no explosion. It just all of a sudden, whoosh, out comes this cloud of what really amounted to steam. I guess it tossed some rocks and ash around, but it was steam, superheated water. Basically, what happened to people is they got burned by superheated water. You know, let this be a lesson to you. Do not go walking around in these places. Christmas is coming, and you subscribers to the podcast, if you haven't subscribed, it's time to do it at johngibson.com. But you subscribers are giving me a big Christmas present. I am taking practically the whole week off. Sorry, but I am. Going to go see the grandkids. Can't do the podcast up there. I probably am going to post some author interviews I've done just so you have something. We're getting into that Christmas season. Write to me at host@johngibson.com and call a bitch box at 859-544-2766. Follow me on Twitter at Gibson Radio and tell your friends, subscribe to the podcast at johngibson.com.